Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard I'm Nerdy. It's a parody. If KK can't guess, it sounded like a song we already know.
Did it now.
I don't, yeah, that's what the point of a parody is.
I mean,
is,
some of us would admit to listening to.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we're all, radio is such an interesting thing, and Google Play has this discovery. Spotify has it too. Pandora is practically Pandora just built in to something that's like iTunes. But
I mean, but I'm sorry, didn't Apple start all this?
I think Winamp started all
I heard at WWDC that Apple started all
they
this.
They took music and they made it better.
Yeah, that's
listen,
what I heard.
For all
Internet
you,
radio. Thank you,
Internet
Apple.
Thank you, Internet. Who's the guy from Silicon Valley? he put radio on the internet.
Genius.
Anyway, for all you new listeners, because it is the start of school.
Yeah, day
now,
one.
So brand new season.
Hope you got through it. It's
brand
over
new everything.
Today.
We rolled over it. Season 8 to season 8 now in Experience
we're
Points.
We're in season 8 now.
This is the show where Bear and I, we're two lifelong nerds. We drop knowledge on you every week.
In case you didn't get enough all day.
Every Wednesday. This is knowledge I really care about.
Yeah, this is what you really want
to
know.
You know what? If you're listening to the show and you don't like video games, you don't like internet and geek culture, you don't like nerd movies, or you don't like nerd music, you're probably at the wrong place. But stay a while and listen anyway, because we got a lot of stuff to talk about. And before we talk about all that stuff, before we play more music, we have all of this audio, all of our game giveaways, all of everything that we do. We put it online, Bear. Bear, tell us where we put it.
Okay, so pay attention. You got to, step one, open up your internet browser.
This is Microsoft Edge for all you Windows 10 users.
Edge used to be Netscape, so
7.
Keep it up with the times. Then you go to http://www.exppoints.com. Double tap that P.
You always have to double tap the P. Just like you always say, just like a zombie.
Just like a zombie.
Like you, taking down a zombie. We also have social media, because who wouldn't be a full featured radio show about nerd and geek culture without social media?
What?
We have a social media hub where you can go to Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. Go to exppoints.com/social, following the same rules that Bear said. Double tap those P's, and you can check out all the stuff we have.
All
we have,
of it.
We have Patreon, we have PayPal,
so
and we have different ways to donate money to the show if you want to give back. If you don't, we've got a ton of other knowledge and other cool things there. We even give away some stuff. I think we're giving away.
Don't have a giveaway going right now.
Yeah, we are. We're giving away Enslaved, Journey to the West, I think.
Yeah, there you go.
The
premium
edition, which is really cool. I bought a Humble Bundle and I saw that there was a gift code
is that how it got up
available.
There?
So
I was wondering.
We do have a lot of other game giveaways. If you search the blog and you find the game giveaway post, those games that are still not stricken out, they're totally available. So go for it. We're going to cut to a song where I come back, and we're going to talk about what we did last 2 weeks, because we weren't here.
Someone chickened out last week.
Yeah, we totally did. This is Cartoons featuring MC Chris by Dr. Awkward. We're going to catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Cartoons by MC Chris and Dr. Awkward. We're going to talk about what we did the last week, 2 weeks. You know,
between seasons.
Yeah, between seasons. That's a good part.
Yeah,
we were in 7.5, 7.5 during the summer. And, you know, today we rolled over to season 8. It's a first.
What?
The first in Experience
first
Points
time
history.
That we've done it 8 other times.
First time we've ever had season 8.
First time. So, EXP Points, season 8, first try.
That's it. Bear, what did you do last week or 2 weeks ago?
All right, so a couple weeks ago, we both took off, but somehow still managed a radio show. That
we
was
did.
Fun.
That's
because
crazy.
We had this futuristic thing called recording.
That's it.
I
yep.
Pay attention. So that week I wrapped up with BronyCon in Baltimore.
So you haven't told us anything about BronyCon.
So
how was it? What'd
so,
you do? Who'd you meet?
There were these weird guys,
you didn't
right?
turn into a pony because you're still you.
I'm still me.
You're still a bear.
I'm still a bear. Full on bear in studio.
Pony bear.
Don't worry. Well, so actually, the last episode that aired of MLP, they had bear bug.
Oh, okay.
And it was like a bee mixed with a bear, and it was destroying everything.
Oh, well,
so, actually, I don't think that was the 100th episode. Anyway, so yeah, BronyCon, in case you haven't figured it out,
spoiler,
it's con for bronies.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, well, whatever. It's a bear. Whatever. Wow, what was I saying? You
so,
distracted
Brony,
me with
Brony
images
Con.
Of
Brony
bears
Con
and
is
ponies.
A con
about bronies, for bronies. John Delancey was one of the headliners this time.
He does Discord.
He does Discord and
as well
and
as
plays
Q.
If you don't know him from
he was
Star
also,
Trek,
he was also in Breaking Bad. He was the
he was in
the
Breaking
flight,
Bad,
the
father.
Flight controller. Yeah,
yeah. So we did that. Lots of drinking, and they actually had they call it the bar trot. Several crawl, so yeah. We trotted around all the bars, and that was fun. There's these weird guys that are into, like, ponies or something. And we generally just had a great time, lots of music, lots of raving. That song at the very beginning of the show, actually, I heard for the first time. It was released there, and that's where I got it from.
So it's brand new?
Yeah, it's brand new.
It's
brand new to the show, brand new to the real life.
A week and a half old.
Yeah, the parody song. So I did that.
We're totally on, like, we're current events.
Yeah, we're current.
Current eventing it.
Current.
Very cool.
Coming back, got to I went to another con unexpectedly, which I dubbed Airport Con, where I could stay in an airport in Atlanta all night.
Tons of lines.
Yeah.
There
was a great line there that Delta shut down their customer service and told us to just go away.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, weather and stuff, missed the plane, had to stay in the airport all night. That is not a fun thing to do, by the way.
Did you have a phone charger?
Yes, I had a phone charger. Okay, that's the only thing that kept me sane.
You know, I've had...
I had a phone charger and a DS.
Fallout Shelter, that's all I can say is install and play Fallout Shelter.
I don't think it was out on Android at that point, was it? Didn't that come out this past week?
You had
week?
A terrible... Yeah, I think it came out last week.
I played a lot of Pokemon that night.
Yep.
You
became the very best that no one ever was.
Elite Four and all that.
Very cool.
Did that. Then this past week, tried to have another... session of Twilight Imperium.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, it's a very complicated board game, which is amazing, and takes, I'd say average, probably about 6 hours to play.
Oh, wow.
So
that is a lot of investment.
Yes, a lot of investment. And the thing is, you kind of need to know how to play going in. Everyone should have read the rule book as we've learned.
Or maybe watch, like, a YouTube video of
There is lots of YouTube videos on how to play, and they're all extremely long, and you should watch them. It's a very fun game.
Are they longer than the 6 hours it takes to play?
No, it's not longer than the 6 hours it takes to play. But we discovered if you're the only one that has any clue as to how to play, you're not going to get through a game.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Note on that.
I find that that's sort of like a lot of tabletop games. Like I know the early games of Dark Heresy, GM was a veteran and everyone else was sort of new. And we stood around and yelled at a shadow, like a shadow tornado on a ship for probably 2.5-3 hours.
Nice.
Nothing got accomplished. So
yeah.
I'm sure he wanted to kill himself.
Oh, I'm sure, but didn't.
Or us.
Yeah.
No.
So did that. Discovered board games like that are a bad idea unless everyone knows how to play. Got a new Bear Den.
Oh.
There's a Bear Den version, like 1.5 billion. And so... I have a key and everything now.
Very cool.
No longer in the van down by the river.
Awesome.
Which means I also bought a Wii U. So I spent so much time in Splatoon.
You were a kid and a squid.
I'm a kid and a squid all the time. And actually, speaking of that, so they have what's called Splatfest every couple weeks.
Okay.
And so you pick a team. I think last time it was Marshmallows versus Hot Dogs. And the time before that was Cats versus Dogs. This time, you want to take a guess at what the next one coming up next weekend is?
Hillary versus Trump.
I would die laughing. It would be
Hillary,
great.
Hillary versus Trump kid.
I subscribed to both of them on Twitter at the same time.
Why?
Just because it's going to be hilarious. I can't wait to see my news feed.
It's a weird back and forth, like gossip, like recess playground.
It'll
type
be hilarious.
Of.
But no, it's actually Decepticons versus Autobots.
Oh, okay.
And this is the hardest decision I've had to ever make in my life.
I think I would go Autobot.
You would go Autobots?
You're
such a good guy.
I am.
I don't know, though. Yeah, I mean, Starscream.
Vanilla ice cream is my favorite flavor. very, very cool.
An apple pie.
Humble pie, too.
Humble apple pie.
Yeah, you can't talk too much.
Wow.
So, cool. It looks like you did a lot.
I did a lot of things. Very nerdy. I finished up Kill la Kill. I mentioned that earlier, which is a great, ridiculous, awesome anime. It's ridiculous. I don't even know how else to put it.
Yeah, I mean, it falls in like FLCL and Gurren Lagann and
it's on Gurren Lagann's level. I'd say they didn't throw galaxies at each other
or Lagann. I mean, depending on how you say it.
Don't
hate on us.
I speak American. Shut up.
We're from Louisiana, so deal with it.
You're lucky I even know how English works.
Well, very cool. Anything else you want to add about what you did? What you done?
Legally speaking, no.
Oh, okay. Well, I
What have you done?
So I got married.
What?
Two weeks ago.
Surprised.
2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago yesterday. I'm wearing the ring, and I still have my finger attached, so it has.
I keep texting her, letting her know it's not too late for an annulment.
It's not too late for an annulment. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I got married in Jamaica, so I also spent time in an airport.
Fun time.
Coming back, it was just ridiculous. The entire custom process, I'm probably going to put it on my personal blog, the entire...
You need to be careful with blogging.
The complete unadulterated, like, cursing infused rant of how customs and the TSA work or don't.
Airports are great.
Airports, you know what, the airport wasn't that bad once we actually got to the airport. For a while, we were just on, like, the customs side. And the customs side and the terminal and the, departing and arrival, like, those are different sides. So, I got back. Got back, I was happy to come back to the States because Jamaica was amazing. 7-day vacation, though. You know, married, fine, cool. 7 days is a long time to take a vacation, so I probably won't do that.
It was because I took the entire week also, and that was a long vacation.
It's just a long vacation. At some point, you're like,
I had fun.
If you're moving around, if you're backpacking across like Europe or something, maybe that's different because you're backpacking, you're always moving. But I was stuck on a resort, and I know it's such a first world, like I'm in paradise. The water's so clear.
Stuck on a resort for 7 days.
Yeah, I know. All the free food and alcohol I would want, but you know,
so
it's
terrible.
It's just whatever. So I got married, came back. I started playing a couple games that I haven't picked up in a while. Prison Architect, I started playing that again. They've made some fantastic additions to the game.
I haven't played that in a long time.
They've made a lot of really great pushes towards the end. I might do a blog post or maybe a mini cast about Prison Architect specifically because it's very, very good. It's so good now. It's much better than it was before, and they've added a ton to it. New Game Plus came out for The Witcher 3, so I started a new game with New Game Plus. For those that don't know, you get to keep your inventory, and you get to keep your levels, and you get to keep a lot of the other stuff that you worked on throughout the game, and yet you get to start over and kind of run through the world with the same character you have built it up. So it's not such a disconnect whenever you all of a sudden don't have the spells that you were used to using, and you know, but the enemies are hard. The enemies are harder. The story is so big. I can see easily sinking another 20 to 30 hours in this game of my already like 80 to 90 hours into it.
That actually reminds me, you remember back Fallout 3 when it came out and it actually would just end?
Oh yeah, before the first DLC. It would just end. And, but that first DLC, was it Liberty or something? Something about Liberty?
Liberty Prime?
No, that was like the very first thing, because the very last thing you did before you stepped into the end game chamber was Liberty Prime would just stomp around and take out some dudes. The very first thing you do in the very first DLC once you come back is you fight alongside Liberty Prime.
Which is
and
awesome.
It's so cool! Anyway, we're not going to spend too much time on that.
Fine.
Got a Humble Bundle, started playing Ace Combat 18, 19, 11, I don't know. Whatever numbers they're at. Just kind of getting back in the groove of doing some stuff. Started playing some more Dragon Age. I haven't picked up Dragon Age in a really long time.
Which Dragon Age are you playing?
I was going to play Origins, and I was so they can eventually get to Inquisition, but I ended up skipping all of them and just started with Inquisition again.
I gotcha.
I mean, it's a good game.
I have to look and see what the latest one I have is.
I did this thing where, like, I'm playing the game, and maybe you at home listening or whatever, or you, I know you've done it, where you play a game and you never finish it. You don't have any closure with the game.
I know you do this.
Well, hold on.
I've seen your Steam library.
You play a game, and it's got a specific control set, and these just nuanced mechanics or whatever.
Right.
And
then Dragon Age is the one specifically that always irks me.
You leave the game for a while, and then you come back to finish it or to continue playing it, and you're like, I might as well just start over. Again, or maybe replay the tutorial or manual, like read the manual or something, because I don't know how to do any of this stuff anymore. And that's sort of annoying because where I'm at now. I'm running through and I'm like, how do I pull up my menu? How do I pull up my menu? Start. Okay, this is more menu than I need. How do I just do this quick action? Where's the quick action? How do I do anything in this game anymore? And I was only 3 hours into it anyway, so I might as well go ahead and start over. But anyway, let's go ahead and cut to another song, come back, and let's talk about our main segments. This is History Repeating Part 1 and Part 2 by the Megas off of the History Repeating, I believe it's the Blue Album, but it could be the Red Album. It's good. It's a two-parter, but we're going to play both parts. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still experience points. I'm still MG.
Still Red Bear.
That was History Repeating Part 1 and Part 2 by The Megas. Our main segment for this show is going to be kind of Windows 10 based, but we're gonna transition from
base
Windows
10.
Base 10. There you go. Math
I'm
nerds.
A nerd.
Check the show title. What's the show? Experience points.
Let's get wrecked.
Get wrecked.
Is that our subtitle now? Get wrecked.
Get wrecked. Hashtag just do it. No,
don't let your memes be memes.
So Windows 8 has come and gone. Windows 10 has been released. And if you have 8 or 8.1 or even Windows 7, you can get Windows 10 for free from now until July of next year.
Just do it.
Just do it. Did you upgrade?
Yeah, well, I've been on the developer's preview,
yeah.
And the last email I got from them was like, so, we don't know what we're going to do yet, so just keep using it, and
yeah.
We'll let y'all know later.
Honestly, I hope they just let us keep it. I think I had an MSDNAA, like, version of Windows 7 or Windows 8 on my main computer, and I said, you know, I'll take the plunge. I went ahead and I subscribed to reserve my copy, and then they didn't give it to me on release day, so I just got the updater anyway and did it. And it's working fine. I haven't actually, with the exception.
So did you do a clean install or an update?
I did an update.
Okay.
I did an update. The fun thing is that they keep about 11 or 12 gigs of 8.1 still, so you can roll back if you wanted to. It's like, take me back to 8.1. There's literally a button that says
that. Oh, really?
That. After a month, though, it removes that option. But
okay.
I've been playing games on it. The only game that I know is broken is Fallout 3.
It is very broken.
Fallout 3 is broken in Windows 10. I had something that was making it work in Windows 8.1. That doesn't work anymore. I think it was a registry setting that I just need to reapply.
It probably is because it's looking for that old DLL from Games for Windows.
Games for Windows Live, GIFWL.
Which was terrible.
Yes, it was very, very bad. Speaking of Windows 10, and despite Windows 10 being amazing, because it is an amazing operating system.
I love it.
It's like what Windows XP was and what Windows 7 was, and then now what Windows 10 will be. It's every other operating system is golden
from
Microsoft.
They're going with the Star Trek movie release.
Right, yeah. Oh, wow.
Paradigm.
Wow. So this next Star Trek should be amazing then.
Don't
mess it up, Chris Pine.
JJ Star Treks have been fun, but this is back with the old like TNG stuff. The joke is always every other one sucks.
Yeah,
that's very true.
That's true. We dropped into a whole other level of nerddom just now.
And reset.
But so as cool as Windows 10 is, it's very cloud-based. That's the thing. It's very cloud-based. It's trying to stay up-to-date as possible.
It is, I fight that as much as possible.
It incorporates Cortana, which is cloud-based kind of voice search service.
Yeah.
Mainly you'll use this for like laptops and ideally on a phone operating system. But the big other shoe that dropped recently was, and I think it dropped within the last, I don't know, week or two. Well, certainly the last week or two. Maybe it was in the last week, like a couple days. Was that someone has found that the EULA from Windows through Microsoft has changed to allow Windows 10 to update certain software and services and then disable pirated software like games and inappropriate or invalid pirated hardware. And I'm not quite sure what that means. But maybe it's just hardware they don't want you
I don't
to
know.
Use on
well,
your system.
The fun part is, as a developer and person who's really into robotics,
right?
What?
You
know, how are they identifying? I don't personally know yet how they're identifying hardware.
If you build your own ARM-based, let's just say Arduino clone or whatever, can you plug that in? If you don't have the right USB driver,
well,
can you not mess with
it? Will it identify an Arduino and be like,
Right. So I can't imagine. There's this idea of, let's just take it on the con side before we go to the pro side. The con side is, obviously, I don't want any Microsoft or whomever looking at my computer, whether they're pirated games or not. You know, I don't want them to invade.
I agree. I want my data to be mine.
Right. And to be fair, I paid a lot of money for my gaming rig, I didn't pay any money for Windows 10, but I did get Windows 8 or Windows 7 legally. And and that was money sometime, somewhere, by someone. So it's not
I don't see where it's Microsoft's concern.
It's right. It's not that I care about pirating games or not pirating games. It's that if you have the ability to update Skype automatically or I lose control. I lose control of being in control of my computer. And that's a problem for me. You know, if I don't want to do an update, well, I don't want to do an update.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
It's my choice. If I want to introduce the vulnerability of not being up to date with malware protection or with anything, that's me. That's my point. That's my choice.
And depending on the update, as we all know, sometimes you may want to wait anyway.
Right. Especially
introduce new security holes.
Exactly. So anyway, but on the other side, piracy is typically almost all the time bad. Video game piracy is not usually a good thing. And this
piracy is bad. Okay.
This isn't going to the way they're going to do this is they will update software automatically. And when you run an update, typically it has to re-verify with its servers, or you have to roll to the next version. They do a hash checksum or whatever to make sure that your version and the version that they're updating from are the same. And at any given point, they could say that's bad. I'm not sure that the from all the articles that I've been reading, it's not like they're going to alert you to the appropriate authorities, nothing like that. They're just going to break your pirated game from working by updating it to the legal version. But you don't have a legal version, so yours just breaks.
So here's my question, though. Like, do they have a whitelist of software?
So that's
what if I write custom software?
That's the other thing. It's not like every game developer out there.
What about really old games that...
Right. So,
like Descent.
So
I actually have a Steam copy of that now.
Yeah, you do.
I did have it installed via DOS and using DOSBox to downclock everything.
Yeah. It's from what I understand, we aren't going to really experience a big problem with this because... most games are not Microsoft games.
Is this only for Microsoft games?
So far, from what I'm seeing, is it's specifically things that are built in and built with Microsoft's consent. So they will update things for Microsoft. They'll update Skype. They'll update a few other, like Microsoft Office. They'll update all of this stuff. And if you have an illegitimate copy or whatever, it could break it.
So here's the thing. I'm actually wondering. So the Windows 10 built-in Skype app was breaking for me after one of the previous updates before release. So I downloaded Skype from their website, which is a different version of Skype.
There was the built-in, the Microsoft Store version, and then desktop.
Yeah. And I have all three. So I can't wait to see the update break something with that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's Skype, and let's be honest, it barely works as is. My favorite quote is, nothing almost works, just like Skype.
Just like Skype. The crazy thing, specifically, and we're going to have a transition away from the news that Windows 10 can update and potentially detect and break.
Windows 10 can get more of your data.
Windows 10 can get more of your data. And it's even more. It's more cloud-based, which, you know, that's not a bad thing most of the time.
The quote-unquote cloud, I like my desktop. I use my desktop a lot for local storage, and I can remotely connect to it if I wanted from another device. You know, my desktop is my cloud, if that makes sense.
I understand what you want. You have a file server.
I can access my data. I don't want my data stored.
You have a torrent box. I get it.
That's not what I'm saying.
No, but I understand what you mean.
No, I mean, I have two 4-terabyte hard drives on my computer for local storage.
Big man.
Yeah, you know, I had to like break Windows to put them in there.
Yeah, you did.
Because Windows hates anything over 2 gigs or 2 terabytes, by the way.
Yeah.
And that's in RAID. Was it RAID 1? So it's mirrored?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's RAID 1. And I mean, I just don't need their storage. Like, it aggravates me all the time. I forgot, didn't they change the name of SkyDrive to something new now?
OneDrive, I think.
OneDrive, yeah. It keeps aggravating me to like, hey, activate your OneDrive. I'm like,
I have such a different environment. I have Linux machines and Mac machines. And Windows machine and then an Android phone. The only thing that really works across all of them is Google Drive.
I use Google Drive a lot, and I mean, I use Mega and Dropbox.
Yeah, I mean,
I already have services I use for different reasons.
They're all web-based, and that's how I get around, you know. And I can hit Google Drive, just like I'm sure you can Mega and Dropbox. I can hit Google Drive from the command line in Linux.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not I don't get inconvenienced. It's actually scriptable, and I like that. OneDrive, you know, they're going to be closed. Yep. About it, which is fine.
And I don't even mind them having their thing. It's just stop annoying me to use it.
Right, yeah.
I don't want to. Go away.
I'm waiting for there to be like CCleaner say, well, you know, you hit this button and we'll take away all the annoying things about Windows 10. They won't bother you anymore about it. And
yep.
I've got to say, I've handicapped Windows 10 in so many ways that it actually plays very much like Windows 8.1. And I encourage anyone, like if you don't like the way that they are invasive about a few things, just start looking up how to make it look and be more like 8.1.
I've disabled a lot, I'll be honest.
I don't
really like live tiles.
I don't. No, I've completely taken the live tiles out. But coming from a Mac and a Linux background, like I don't care about a start menu. I haven't cared about a start menu for a very long time.
Right.
I'm okay using a Windows-based file manager. I mean, Windows as in like an actual Explorer-based file manager.
I do like how they kind of removed. I think they put computer back on the start menu.
Yeah, this PC or whatever.
Yeah, they had removed it for a while.
Yep. But as you know, kind of transitioning away from Windows 10 to specifically talking about pirated games, you know, pirating, I imagine, has taken sort of a hit lately, mainly because of all of the different distribution methods that legitimate gamers can play with and get their games through, and for excellent prices.
You just hit the nail on the head. If you can legitimately get something easily,
yeah,
it can't be annoying is the problem.
Sham Juryani, which he works for Paradox. Paradox makes games like Magicka and City Skylines and Crusader Kings and a bunch of stuff. Anyway, yeah. he had a quote on a tweet came out. It says, "It's all about offering the superior service. That's how we bring down piracy, by making the paid experience a superior one." You see this with like Netflix.
Absolutely. That was the end of the quote, by the way.
Sorry. You get this.
It's
just like Netflix. See, I think he does actually say something like
does
that.
Does he mention
though.
Netflix?
He says, "It's all about offering a superior service. How come more and more use Netflix instead of pirating stuff? Ease of use and convenience." So. Yep. When we talk about pirating going down, we don't mean there's less games being pirated, because I'm sure
the frequency of a game being pirated, though, I believe is less. I have no data backing me up.
Right. Yeah. We don't have any actual numbers.
Because, and I'll tell you, I was actually looking at that earlier, trying to find like a trend or something over like the past 10 years.
Yeah.
I couldn't personally find a study. I found a lot based off of like recently, like within the past year or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But who was it? I forgot. Someone in the gaming industry had said that like 90% of their software is pirated. Like right. That was probably only make money off like 7%.
It was Microsoft, and it was all of China.
No, it wasn't Microsoft. Anyway, actually, the guy that wrote up an article arguing against him works for Intel. It's on Intel's blog.
Okay.
I'm sure if you search that, you'll find it.
There are a couple more neat little tweets here. There's a lot of tweets from back in March from this guy. He said when City Skylines was released, day one they had no piracy, and then the next day they had 16%. The interesting thing is he kind of hits it on the nail on the head. It says the more you tighten your grip, the more pirates slip through your fingers.
Yeah.
So the harder you try to stop them, the worse it gets.
But he's
got Princess Leia and
what was his name?
I can't remember.
The general or admiral guy.
Yeah. The guy that looked
not
like
Darth Vader.
Yeah. But he says, he says, as usual, our plan for pirates is to make a great game even better through free updates, making it more convenient to use Steam instead. He even says, we updated Magicka 14 times in 13 days. Even the pirates stopped posting new pirated versions after a while. Steam's auto-update was easier. And for a game that you know they're giving you free content if you just paid for the game,
right.
Witcher 3 has given us 16 or 17 pieces of free content, big content, you know, like extra quests,
awesome.
Extra quests, extra models, super super nice sexy models.
Yeah, well, tell us how you really feel.
And Siri. Oh, they look nice. Those models are very high quality.
Nice models.
You know, it's like high quality models of all these things and awesome just extra stuff. And then they're going to ask us for $20 for the next big thing that's literally going to add 15 to 25 hours worth of extra content to the game.
Developers
yes,
got to eat, y'all.
Take all my money. Take it. It's easy. It's going to go through the same platform. So you have to allow the easiest way, you know, the path of least resistance,
yeah.
And make it easy, make it simple. Humble Bundle, good old game, Steam, even Ubisoft's thing.
You hit it like whenever movies are actually still a big problem. But a while back, I tried to make a fully digital HTPC center with no optical drives or nothing. But the problem I kept running into was you have to have about 15 different clients to watch whatever
clients,
media
codecs, all the
yeah,
stuff.
You can't keep your media together and everything. I did find myself acquiring media that I purchased through other means.
Yeah.
Because it's so inconvenient.
Yeah, DRM's a real big deal, so you just have to make it easy for people, guys.
Just make it easy.
All the developers listening to the show, we know you're out there. DRM, guys. Make it easy. Preferably have no DRM. If you have no DRM, yeah, you're going to lose some copies to pirating.
Right.
Or just, you know, free distribution or whatever. But, I mean, it's so easy. We're going to cut to a song. We're going to come back. We're going to, you know, I think we'll have time to talk about the next kind of LinkedIn part of this discussion. This is
new
stuff.
Let's not mention LinkedIn.
Not LinkedIn.
Yeah.
This is new stuff from the Proto Man. This is a single off of Act 3. We don't have a date for when Act 3 came out, but they're selling the single now. You're going to hear it. This is The City Made Us by the Proto Man. New stuff on Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
A moment in the darkness,
well,
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. Still experience points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was The City Made Us by The Proto Man. New stuff from The Proto Man.
Wasn't it great?
It was really, really good. I love that song. It's like, it kicks in after about a minute or two.
It really reminds me of, like I said, like 80s hair
like
band.
Meatloaf. I feel like Meatloaf and Queen.
Yeah.
On top of like a skyscraper in the middle of the night with neon everywhere.
And lightning striking in the background.
Lasers, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, to kind of piggyback off of our previous segment about Windows 10 and piracy and pirated games and how all that kind of stuff works together. I had this interesting thought. Everyone pay attention. Sit down, children. I had an interesting thought regarding the new Metal Gear Solid 5 game that is Phantom Pain that's coming out in just about like 13 days, 12 days, something like that.
Start of
September. I logged into Steam to download something.
Wow, September's almost here.
Almost here, guys. Logged into Steam to download something, and I saw they were saying, hey, pre-order this, and you know we'll give you Ground Zeroes. And I kind of thought, well, first off, pre-orders. Who does pre-orders anymore? One.
Great point. I was about to argue against you.
You know, you have pre-orders for physical things, sure. But for digital games, like, it's not like they're going to run out. That's not how digital works.
You say that.
They're not going to run out of the bits.
What if the bits do run out, Matt? You're going to feel silly.
It's like, that's Bitcoin. You're just grabbing Bitcoin.
Is Bitcoin still a thing?
Not really. but so, you know, if you're not going to pre-order games, or if you want to pitch for ordering, pre-ordering games, rather, what incentives should you package with that pre-order? You know, I'm not a big fan of exclusives. Console exclusive, time-based exclusives, pre-order exclusives. I think at any given point, I should be able to, within the life cycle of a game, purchase all of the content that the game should be able to have in it.
I will argue console exclusives with you, because that's the reason that you buy a console over a different one.
Oh, no, no. I mean, if you're going to have the same game on the same console, you should be able to have the same outfit for Lara Croft.
Okay.
You should be able to have the same mission in Ground Zeroes.
If you have a cross-platform game, you should have content.
Or if you're ever going to release the game, like, and I get that it's all money. It's all supposed to try to like get you to buy an Xbox One because PS4 is beating the pants off of it. I get that. But it's so annoying whenever you have, let's just say, a super multi-platform game, and they're like, hey, if you pre-order now, you know, you'll get a pre-order exclusive gun that'll make you better than everybody else on day one. And you're like, we're kind of at this point in PC games where I'm buying a $60, $70 game,
yeah,
and I'm effectively getting a paid-for microtransaction built in. And I don't know if that's okay. I don't feel like it is.
I think it's silly.
I think that, one, you know, everything in the game should be earnable. And that's cool. That's what like Star Citizen's big deal is. Everything is earnable in game, but at the same time, I think that if it is something extra, some extra like not even DLC, just like texture pack or outfit pack or model pack or whatever, that's going to be like $2 on the Steam Workshop. Actually, just release all of it. Like make it all available. Don't make it only if you buy it at GameStop. Only if you buy it here or
that
buy
is
it
really
there.
Annoying.
You know, it's like
especially with digital content.
I'm gonna go to GameStop and I'm gonna buy the game and they're gonna give me a card and then they're gonna be another card with a code that gives me the free stuff that I was gonna get all the way through game only from buying it through GameStop. It's really annoying.
Yes.
You know, it's really frustrating. I remember when release parties used to be awesome and that's what the pre-order was for. You'd get it.
I think my favorite release party I ever went to was Halo 3.
Halo 3.
I mean, very disappointing game, but very fun release party.
Yeah, it was a fantastic release party. Experience points and it's very early days was there at one of the local game stores to do like the big multiplayer and MC the entire thing was really good.
Great.
Then the other, so, you know, I'm pretty sure we're on the same page where if you don't pre-order
I
a digital game.
I haven't pre-ordered something in a very long time.
There's not
a digital game.
There's
also
no reason
I
to pre-order
many
a digital
things.
Game. A thought to kind of end on, and because we're at about 2 or 3 minutes.
Parties.
A thought to end on, though, specifically with Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, is considering all the recent stuff with Hideo Kojima, Kojima Productions, and then Konami.
Yep.
Listen to some of our previous shows if you don't know what that's about. But considering all of that, how is it morally wrong or objectionable? Surely it's a criminal act because it's illegal. But is it morally wrong to want to pirate The Phantom Pain? Because at this point, Hideo Kojima and Konami are finished. They're done working together.
Yeah.
Kojima isn't going
Fair
to release
point.
The game. It's Konami. Konami will reap
so Konami
all of the
gets
rewards.
Your money for the work that he did.
Right. Well, he and his production team.
Yeah.
So they're not going to get the money from this game. Konami is the evil corporation that is sort of changing gears and disrespecting respecting this guy. And again, I'm very pro Kojima in this, very against Konami in this. But consider, is it, you know, you want to play the game. The game is certainly going to be I believe it's going to be a great game, a fantastic way to.
I was playing the Ground Zero stuff just last night, in fact.
Yeah, the engine's fantastic. Everything about it is great. The problem that I have is that as good as the game's going to be, and I want to experience that great finisher in all real respects, the finisher for the entire game series, but do you do that at the cost of giving $60 to a company that is riding on the success of people that they just disrespected and fired? Like, do you...
After 25 years?
Yeah, over 25 of Metal Gear. Yeah, so, I mean, it's hard to... As a big Metal Gear fan, it's probably one of my favorite game series ever, and one of the most successful game series ever. What do you do? We're not telling you to pirate games.
Definitely not.
Because that is illegal, but... If there was a way for me to play this game and not give Konami money, I'm pretty sure I'd take it. If it was no diminished
morally, I'm gonna say I don't object to you.
I don't object to pirating games in this very specific case, only because
legally I object to you.
Yes, legally.
I would've made that very
legally
clear.
We're gonna say and make the distinction, especially on a public radio station. We don't want to incite a riot. You know, you should not pirate games. It is illegal. But at the same time, just for the opinion piece. It's like my opinion, man. I just think it's really interesting. And September 1st is right around the corner.
Better question, have you pre-ordered it?
I have not pre-ordered it. They do an interesting thing where if you pre-order the game, they'll give you Ground Zeroes for PC as well. I already own Ground Zeroes via PlayStation Plus. So, I mean, I don't know.
Not really a big draw for you.
I might do it.
But what if they run out of bits?
What if they run out of bits? We are going to cut to a song. We're going to end out the show. This is the Chiptune Legacy by Big Giant Circles. You're listening to this Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. Still Experience Points, but not for much longer. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was the Chiptune Legacy by Big Giant Circles. Really awesome. Turn it up music on Late Night Experience.
I guess we should have told them that before we played it.
Oh, yeah. You should have turned that up. Sorry.
Go back, rewind the live stream, and that's do it. Because we know you're pirating us. And I know what I'm on to you.
A DRR, a digital radio recorder.
Yeah, I'm glad that we brought radio to the internet, Matt.
That's it. We did it. We did it. Look, thank you so much, guys.
It's been great, first day back.
If you're new to Southeastern, to campus, to SLU, congratulations. You made
a fantastic choice.
Welcome to it. We both graduated from this company.
This is the university, everyone.
We both graduated from here, and it's really, really great. We love it. Pure opinion piece. You know, we have a lot of school spirit. And thank you so much for hanging out with us all night. We do this every Wednesday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Sometimes we do a recording, and it's just kind of, we repeat it, or we record it.
Playback?
We play back.
We play it again?
We do a playback. Sometimes we do historical shows, where we'll play a historical show.
Sometimes
we just do something really crazy. We don't follow format at all. But you know what? We've had 8 seasons of this. We've got a lot of backlog audio online. Bear, what is the website where you can find all of the audio?
Exppoints.com, and double tap that P.
Got to go ahead and double tap that P. We also have social media. I encourage all of you to connect with us on Twitter, Google+, Facebook, anything. Go to exppoints.com/social, and you can find all the things. When you connect with us, you follow us, you tweet to us or whatever, you can get game release information. You can get just little tidbits of the way we think and things we talk about. We've got a lot of other shows planned. It's not going to be on KSLU, or it might be, it'll be online only. You will only get that from going to the website. We're also streamable on iTunes, on Stitcher and for all the Android guys out there. And then we're also available on website by itself, so you could just from any web browser listen to us. And you should.
It's
really good. We're going to catch back next Wednesday. Do that and study. We're very soothing. Listen to the smooth sound of our voices.
Nice.
We are out tonight.
FNet equals MA. That's all you need to know.
FNet equals MA.
Yep.
And MG equals force. MG equals gravity. Mass over
G
gravity.
G would be gravity. What are you doing? Stop. Anyway. Matt. You don't know what you're talking about.
There's something about my initials. Anyway, look, thanks for hanging out with us. We'll
probably
see you.
The distance between two objects in the relational pool.
Euclidean distance.
Anyway, we'll see you next week.
You could tell who didn't pass math. Anyway, thank you for hanging out with us. We'll catch you next week from 9 to 10 p.m. next Wednesday. We're going to leave you with Michael Jumpin' by No More Kings. This is an awesome high octane, high intensity, high volume.
Study music.
Turn that up. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
Thanks for listening to us once again on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.